20 abortion restrictions have been put in place during the Kasich administration. Ohio now has some of the strictest abortion laws in the nation. And the U.S. Supreme Court, with the addition of Justice Brett Kavanaugh, is now thought by many to be conservative enough to overturn the landmark Roe v. Wade decision that allowed legal abortion. So what's at stake in this election for those who support or oppose abortion? Ohio Right to Life is arguably one of the most influential lobby groups in the state, and its president, Mike Gonadakis, says the issue should still be important to voters who oppose the procedure.
Until such time that we can get Roe overturned at the United States Supreme Court, we need to continue to introduce and pass pro-life legislation as an incremental approach, which is what Ohio Right to Life does.
Gonadakis is backing Republican Mike DeWine for governor. Jamie Miracle with NARAL Pro-Choice Ohio is backing Democrat Richard Cordray, and she says the state must not pass more abortion restrictions.
With Kavanaugh on the court, that becomes even more important. We need a governor in this state like Richard Cordray that will stand up for the rights of its citizens, not take them away.
Regardless of who wins, some anti-abortion bills could possibly be passed by state lawmakers during the lame duck session. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.